The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee heard testimony today on the difficulties of caring for veterans in rural parts of the country. Alaska Democrat Mark Begich sits on the committee and said it's especially challenging in Alaska, which does not have a full-fledged Veterans Affairs or VA hospital. Begich asked witnesses testifying for the VA why veterans can't visit other hospitals and get reimbursed for medical expenses.
Why not just allow the veterans to utilize the services of any hub medical facility that, in this case, Native Hospital, which is run by a consortium of Native tribes, but also is funded by a federal agency anyway. I mean, it's all federal money. So why not figure out a way that that system can be utilized much more aggressively than just a couple pilots, but just use them and then VA reimburse.
Begich says it's senseless for a veteran living in a village like Kwikset to spend $1,500 on a plane ticket to get treatment. It's a concern Alaska's congressional delegation has voiced for years. The director of the Office of Rural Health at the VA, Kara Hawthorne, says there are some pilot programs underway that could correct the problem.
We also recognize that leveraging our community partners and the infrastructure already in rural areas is a direction that we do need to consider.
The Office of Rural Health, which Hawthorne directs, was just established in 2006. Last summer, the VA created a Rural Veterans Advisory Panel to work on how to improve care. Hawthorne says the Office of Rural Health has started a call-out program to veterans to ask how they're being treated and what they need, and is working on programs like training a traveling nurse corps and trying to better use technology. Witnesses who work for groups that advocate for veterans' rights testify that the current mental health treatment options for rural vets are woefully inadequate, and that without treatment, PTSD can lead to depression and suicide. Alaska has more than 70,000 veterans. About 25% of them live off the road system.